This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Luke Burbank, and Kerry O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl is going to read the news for you in rhyming verse. It's a rare skill, but he has it. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, you know that John Edwards got some unfortunate news coverage over his expensive haircut. Good news, now we're on to something else. Bad news, it's that the internet was abuzz with a new video clip. It shows him shaking hands with voters enthusiastically after doing what?
Not washing his hands.
Yes, he didn't wash his hands after he
went to the...
No. Stop you right there. That's not what he did.
Can I get a hint?
He's spreading more than his message of two Americas.
He wiped his nose?
Yes. He sneezed on his hand, wiped his nose, and then shook everybody's hands. In the video, it was filmed in New Hampshire. Mr. Edwards is talking again about how tax policy favors the wealthy. And as he does it, he absentmindedly lays some mucus on his many supporters. Big sneeze into his hand, rubbing nose, and then shake, shake, shake. As one conservative blogger put it, quote, "I believe there are two Americas as well. One America in which people use Kleenex or a handkerchief, and one America where people sneeze in their hand, wipe their nose, and then shake hands," unquote. Edwards, for his part, was unapologetic. He said the person he shook hands with then wiped her own hand on her hair and got amazing hold and shine. Kerry, researchers at McMaster University in Canada say they have evidence to suggest that, just like humans and animals, plants know what?
Who their parents are.
You're exactly right. They know who their relatives are. Did you guess that, or did you know
that? I guessed it.
That's amazing. One of the researchers tells National Geographic, quote, "Plants have this kind of hidden but complicated social life." That makes me feel bad. It's like, oh, great, my begonia has a more complicated social life than I do. Terrific. Well, it is, however, a few genetic mutations before your ficus tree will have a MySpace page. But still, evidence does seem to suggest that plants recognize each other and know which plants are their kin, and they will help their relatives do things like fight off pests or bugs. It's fascinating. This may explain, of course, one anecdote from the study. It involves a gardener who awoke one morning to find this dandelion standing next to her pillow, and the dandelion was saying, "You killed my father. Prepare to die."
And when there is a little vagary about who the plant daddy is, they go on Maury.
Yeah. Luke, at an oil industry conference in Canada last weekend, energy company professionals gladly took part in a demonstration of a potential new source of energy called Vivoleum. Vivoleum, it turns out, is a product made from what?
Oil?
No. The idea was presented to them as a viable, perhaps profitable new substitute for petroleum products. So Vivoleum is instead not made from crude oil, but from what? They were very excited about it, very interested in hearing the details.
You said not made from crude oil.
No, not at all.
Was it light sweet?
No, light sweet crude.
Some of them were, but
no. Not made from petroleum at all. Revolutionary new product.
Not made from petroleum. Does diesel come from a derivative of?
Yes. As is unleaded. Yeah, it's all pretty much. The innovators behind this advance got the idea from Soylent Green.
People?
Yes, it's made from dead people. Two pranksters. This was an elaborate but successful hoax. Successfully infiltrated the Go Expo oil conference by telling organizers that they were from ExxonMobil. And then they had their turn at the podium, and they introduced their new discovery, Vivoleum, energy made from the remains of human beings. And they handed out their product in the form of candles to audience members and invited the audience members to burn the candles. And they're all like, this is interesting. Wonder what the BTUs are, said the guys. And they did this even after they were told the candles were made from the remains of an old Exxon janitor named Reggie Watts. And the two men were like showing a video tribute to Mr. Watts, who was saying why he wanted to be made into candles to advance Exxon's share price.
That's wonderful.
And then police escorted these gentlemen from the stage.
And you can now get them at a pump at a Canadian Petroleum station in Alberta, yeah.
Have you seen the price of Vivoleum lately, though?
It's crazy.
It's terrible. And my car only gets 1 grandpa per gallon. It's terrible.